Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1249. When you've lost your job, how to start moving forward, by Heather Stewart with tinybuddha.com. And I'm Dan, your personal narrator, and we're going to get right to our post now as we hear from Heather and optimize your life. When you've lost your job, how to start moving forward, by Heather Stewart with tinybuddha.com. Quote, if you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. End quote. Martin Luther King Jr. For 5 years, I worked for an incredible little company that makes creative products for creative people. I first joined the company as the marketing director and, over time, moved into a top executive role. It was a wonderful adventure with passionate people and incredible learnings, challenges, and joys. And then it wasn't. I was laid off. Suddenly, I, among other top executives, managers, and team members, found myself out of work. The reason? Budget cuts. But that didn't really matter. What mattered was that my second home, the place where I had made close friendships, where I had mentored and worked side by side to build teams, where I had laughed, cried, and come to work after too many sleepless nights of worry and planning, had let me go. I had lost my daily connection with my tribe. My mind flooded with thoughts, questions, and emotions. I was angry and heartbroken and frightened all at the same time. How could this have happened? What was I going to do? It was paralyzing. And then I paused and took a deep breath. I reminded myself of a phrase a friend had told me long ago. Eat your elephant one bite at a time. It had helped me through other seemingly impossible projects and life changes, so why not now? I asked myself what one thing I could do that day to move me forward. I knew that even one small step would be better than nothing. The pause brought me a moment of clarity. In that moment, I knew there was only one thing I needed to do. I took a deep breath and cried. I mourned not only a job that I loved, but also the loss of my friends and coworkers whom I'd grown to love. There would be no more daily hummus sharing or yoga mat brainstorming meetings or late night planning sessions or morning burrito walks. I needed to allow myself to mourn this loss and to experience these painful emotions. Until I owned these feelings, I knew I wouldn't be able to move on. The next day, I found myself staring at my outdated resume. I had trouble remembering anything of importance that I had done in my career the past 5 years. What were the highlights? What are my strengths and how did I use them to the company's benefit? I was at a loss. Again, I paused and asked myself what one thing I could do that day to move me forward. I reminded myself that even a small step would mean progress. The best thing I could think to do was to find a mirror. How did other people see me? What value did they think I brought to the teams I worked on and to the company overall? I asked several colleagues to write recommendations for me on LinkedIn and was overwhelmed with the responses I received. It was a great way for me to see common themes of how and where I really add value. Many of them also wrote specific examples of successful projects or goals and noted how I had been integral to the success. Having these recommendations helped me to start thinking about who I am when I'm at my best. Like many people, when I'm at my best, I'm motivated, happy, and highly functioning. As I became clear about this, it was easier for me to see what kind of work I wanted to do moving forward, which in turn helped me create a resume that really spoke to my strengths and passions. I won't lie, it was difficult at times. Finding a support system of friends and colleagues was so important. Being a support system for someone else was also very rewarding and helped to put my situation into perspective. In the difficult times, I reminded myself of my strong connection with my family, my loving circle of friends, and my supportive partner. Life wasn't so bad. In the end, I found myself working with a lovely group of women at a local consulting company. I've been blessed to once again be working with an incredible group of motivating, intelligent, and supportive people, all while doing work where I can use my gifts and talents in a way that I'm proud of. If you have been laid off and are facing similar challenges, here are some things that help me move forward. 1. Pause. You don't have to have it all figured out right now, so take a moment to breathe and clear your mind. If you're overwhelmed, this can be a great way to help you get unstuck. Just think about one thing you can do to move you forward, which leads to the second item on my list: keep moving forward. Try not to stress if things seem slow going or worry about things not working out. Sometimes it seems like things aren't coming together, but every small effort pushes you a little closer to your goal. As long as you're moving forward, even just one little teeny tiny step, you're making progress. 3, allow yourself to feel your emotions, but don't let them overwhelm you. It's natural to be scared, worried, and anxious, but you don't have to let these feelings control you. You can create peace and foster patience by taking care of your mental and emotional well-being with deep breathing, yoga, meditation, exercise, and other self-care practices. You might think you should spend all your time searching, but making time for self-care will make you far more present, peaceful, and effective. 4, find a mirror. Ask colleagues to write recommendations for you, or ask a trusted relative or friend to tell you what they see as your strengths, or maybe what sort of work they could picture you doing. Understanding your worth through other people's eyes is truly inspiring, and it can help give you direction. 5, be good to yourself and find support. Don't be too proud to reach out to friends or relatives or even search for an online career resource. There are a ton of these kinds of companies now, and they're great about offering all kinds of helpful content and community in addition to regular job postings. One thing I've learned in this process is that we've all got things in our life that make us feel less than. Once I started sharing my story with people, I actually felt powerful. You can't always control what happens to you, but you can work on how you respond. It's been profoundly helpful to claim the control I do have, inside of myself, as well as in the external world. Treat yourself like you matter, because you do. You just listened to the post titled, "When You've Lost Your Job, How to Start Moving Forward," by Heather Stewart with tinybuddha.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thanks to not just Heather for this post, but also to Lori, who runs Tiny Buddha, for letting us share posts from her website. Tiny Buddha has been helping people heal, grow, and find peace since 2009. The site features stories and insights from people of all ages from all over the globe. For daily wisdom, you can follow Tiny Buddha on Twitter and Facebook, at Tiny Buddha, and Instagram, at Tiny Buddha Official. Or subscribe to the blog at tinybuddha.com/list, and be sure to check out Tiny Buddha's Inner Strength Journal, creative prompts and challenges to help you get through anything, which is available on Amazon. And content from Tiny Buddha is featured across pretty much all of our podcasts here in the Optimal Network. So big thanks again to Lori, and do come by tinybuddha.com for a lot more. But that's going to do it for me today. I appreciate you listening today and every day, and I'll see you right back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.